The government of Nauru have announced it's come to an agreement with the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank to establish a community bank in the island nation. It's an announcement the people of Nauru are likely to welcome. The Bank of Nauru has been insolvent so long, no one can really remember when it was able to do any sort of transaction. But to operate the new bank will need a commitment and an investment from the people there. The Nauruan government has also indicated it's talking with the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank about what role it will play in managing and distributing the Ronwin funds. That's the money from the trust funds, which hold the remaining cash from the country's nearly depleted phosphate reserves. Joining us now is the Managing Director of the Bendigo and Australia Bank, Mike Hurst. Mr. Hurst, how is this going to work? It's a small country, 10,000 people. I can't see, if the Bank of Nauru can't make any money, how are you going to make any money operating there?
Well, I think the test about whether or not we're prepared to go there is whether or not the commitment from the community of Nauru is such that we can, both the community and ourselves, can make a reasonable return. The size of 10,000 is probably not that relevant, and if you consider our community bank model where we partner with lots of communities around Australia to provide banking services within their towns, there's plenty of communities with populations much less than that that are very successful.
Well, what would this mean for the ordinary people on Nauru? Will they have an actual functioning bank? They can make deposits, withdrawals? Will there be ATM machines, that sort of thing?
Well, certainly because the Nauruan economy operates under the Australian dollar, the products that we provide to communities here in Australia will be available to Nauru. Now, the exception to that will be we won't be doing any lending through there because at this stage I'm not sure the economy would sustain that given the property ownership rules and things they have there. But from the point of view of deposits, transaction accounts, online banking, etc., we would expect that if the infrastructure supports it, we'll be able to provide all of that.
No lending, that could be a bit disappointing for people on Nauru, I expect.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, when we spoke to the Nauruan government, there was no real demand for credit. So from that point of view, we're all going in with our eyes open. I think one thing, Bruce, that needs to be made clear is that right now we've got a letter of intent in place with the government to look at the feasibility of running a community bank in Nauru. And so we're at the first stage. We're moving to the second stage of a feasibility test to see whether or not that works. And then if that comes up okay, we'll move on to opening community branch. And that is entirely consistent with how we would undertake the opportunity to open a branch with any community in Australia.
So obviously there are still a few hurdles to cross, and they still might not necessarily go ahead if you run across some unexpected difficulties.
Or if the community decides that from their point of view it isn't something that they want to pursue. But my expectation is that every community does benefit from a bank. It sits at the centre of most economies, be they large and macro economies or local micro economies. And I would hope that we will get to a point where we can move forward with the community bank, because I think that will help a lot of Nauruans and the Nauruan economy create wealth.
What role does the Bendigo Bank see itself playing in the managing and distribution of the Ronwin funds? This is the trust fund money from the phosphate.
Well, it's entirely up to the government as to how they distribute that and how it operates. But if we were up and running and had agreed with the community that it was a worthwhile pursuit, I'd expect that any role we'd undertake would be, you know, the traditional banker-client relationship around advice and helping with distribution, etc.
Okay, look, thanks very much indeed for that update. That is the Managing Director of the Bendigo and Australia Bank, Mike Hurst.